Lekutas Sichas Chelek Yud Zayin Parshat Sazria Sicha Gimel. From Pasuk Kol Yemei Asher Anega Bo Yitma, from the Pasuk in regards to a Metzora, the Pasuk says all the days that he has the affliction Yitma he shall be Tomei Bodod Yeshe Mechutz L'machne, he has to sit alone, meaning in quarantine outside the community. That is the place where he has to stay outside the community. Learn men up from this pasuk. We learn as oich der moishe vude metzayre gefinzich is tamed, that even the place where he lives, where he spends the place where he spends time, that place is tamed as well. In other words, the house in which he dwells, it becomes tamed simply by virtue of the fact that he is in there. So even after he leaves, the place still remains tummy. What happens if a Metzora goes into someone else's house? Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the utensils that are in that house become tummy immediately because the Metzora was in there. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imsho kedei ad lakas aner, only if he stayed long enough to light a candle." Zayne mefarshim mazvedas Rabbi Yehuda. The commentaries explain the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda why only as if he stays that long. As a sret in a fal, when the metzayda is aran lebeis chaveri on rishus, it's talking about where he entered somebody's house without permission. The owner of the house did not give him permission to come in there. So varim vene geitarein sum tzemit rishus von balabas, because if he entered the house with the permission of the owner of the house, is oich Rabbi Yehuda meidaz yenem bayis vet mishava miyat. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that person's home becomes the place where the metzora is spending time, because he gave him permission to come in. So that becomes the place where the metzora is spending time, and therefore it would become immediately ubemele miyat meim. So everything would become tummy immediately. The ribe gitman tzait kedad lakas aner, and therefore the owner of the house is given a certain time period, as the balabai is all the vial ken narishik the metzora fun stub, that if he wants to, the owner can send him out when he discovers that the metzora is in his house. He can send him out so that his things will not become tummy, meaning I don't want you in here, I don't give you permission to spend time here. But if the Metzora spends time in the house and the owner did not send him out, then the Moshe for Metzora, so then it becomes the place where the Metzora is spending time, because that means since the owner did not send him out, he had the time to send him out. We gave him a certain period in order to send him out, but he didn't do it. So in other words, the owner has given his consent for the Metzora to spend time there, so this becomes the place where the Metzora spent time, and all the kalim, all the furnishings of the house become tummy. Und the kalim shebebay is very tummy. Und the tam favos megitim dem shears man kedead lokas aner, what's the reason that he's given the time period that he's given is as long as it takes to light a candle? Ken Zayin as a balabos is torud in adlokas aner, because it's possible that the owner is busy lighting the candle so that things can be seen in the house. And that's why he's busy with that, so he's unable to deal with the metzayda that came into his house, and that's why he couldn't send him out. From bias, and the Metzora gefinzich dort shaloi brishus, and therefore for that time period the Metzora is there not with the consent of the owner. On the far vartman bishir from kedlokas aner, and that's why we wait until it takes for whatever period it takes to light a candle. During that time we can't expect the owner to be dealing with the fact that the Metzora came, so until that time he's still there without consent. But once he's had the time to light the candle and he still didn't send them out, now he's there already with consent, so everything becomes tummy. Base. In Torah is the chalz betachlis adiyuk. In Torah, of course, everything is very specific and accurate and to the point. Und the far was und the fun was von zwischen verschiedene Sachen mit welcher Balabas ken sein Torah. And since of the many things that an owner of a house could be busy with in his own house, the Mishnah chose that he's busy with lighting a candle, although there are many things that he could be doing in his house. Especially that it's not specific that this is dependent on his lighting a candle. This is mefurish in Pirush HaRosh, as the Rosh actually says, the Rosh actually says it. He says that sometimes a person is busy lighting a candle or some other thing that keeps him busy. So we see that it isn't specific to lighting a candle. It's just that he could be busy doing something. Noch mehr and even more. The Zeit von der Lokasaner ist schkiach nor wenn es ist finster. The being busy with lighting a candle would only be if it's at night, if it's a dark period. Und der Schir, kedeh Lokasaner is euch, wenn am Zeyre geht rein bebeis chaveri batog. Whereas the law is that if a Zeyre goes into somebody else's house during the day, when there isn't this concern that the owner could be busy lighting a candle because it's the middle of the day, it's light anyway. Still, the halacha is that he wouldn't be tamei, that the things in the house wouldn't become tamei until that certain period goes by. As the mefarshim explain that because since we don't want to make a difference in the halacha between if it's by day or by night, so there's a general principle that we don't make differences. Once we set a law or a time period, we stick to that, and that's what the halacha is. So therefore, there's always the time of Shir Hadlakas HaNer, even if the owner is not going to be busy lighting a candle. So we see that it's not about lighting a candle. Is the fun movements, and yet the Mishnah uses that time, it defines it by lighting a candle. Is the fun movements of him? This you understand as Faran Ashaych Sishin Aminya from Adlogos Aner. So we see that there is a connection, some connection between lighting a candle, Medemas the Mishnah Zogda, with what the Mishnah is talking about here, as Bizdem Shir Vendikalim Bishabais Nishtamit. That, and therefore, until that time period of lighting a candle goes by, the things in the house are not Tamit. So what's the connection between lighting a candle and keeping the house non-tomei, or the things in the house non-tomei, until that time period goes by? Is mevayir the roif the tata in zayin ha'ara. So the Rebbe's father, in his notes on the Mishnah, if the Mishnah now, he says as follows: Bayis is sfiras ha-malchus. The house represents the sfira of malchus. And the reason that the impurity of tzaras comes as a result of the oir hachochma, the light of chochma, of wisdom, has receded from that place. There is a lack of oir hachochma. But the far as metzayra choshev kameis, and that's why we find also in the Gemara that a metzayra is considered like he's dead, as if he were dead. And the reason for this is v'alachochma tachaye, because chochma gives life. But if there is a lack of oira chochma, then that's death. That's synonymous with death. And that's why, since the metzayra tzaras is a result of a lack of oira chochma, therefore that is by definition death. When the riber calls manda balabayis is torid nad logos aner. And therefore, as long as the owner of that house, who isn't himself a metzayra, as long as he's busy lighting a candle, that the lighting of the candle represents the drawing down of oira chochma, the lustus nish, that the tumas of metzayra zich mispashet zayin in zayin bayis. So therefore, the fact that the owner of the house, who is in charge of the house, and he's busy bringing oira chochma into the house by lighting a candle, therefore he doesn't allow the tuma of the tzaras, which is because of a lack of oira chochma, he doesn't allow it to affect his house. He's busy bringing oira chochma in. And al derech vi taras ha-metzayra is dur chakayin dafke, and similar to what we say, that how does a metzayra regain his status of Tara, of purity, obviously after the tzaras is gone, but he still has to regain his status of purity. That is dafka through a kayin, as the pasuk says, v'huva l'kayin v'yotza kayin. He shall be brought to the kayin, and the kayin shall go out and deal with it. It's the kayin that has to deal with it. The reason why it has to be a kayin, well, a kayin is there, v'sas mamshich dem oira chachma k'mevurin l'kototayra, because as the kototayra explains, it's a kayin that is able to bring down, draw down a new level of oira chachma, to repair that which was gone, which left, which caused, which was brought, what brought about the tumah of the tzaras. So pikabola, that explains the connection between the lighting of the candle and the countering the effect of tumas tzaras. If then was the mitzayre is mitame dafke nochen shir keder lagzaner, in regards to this matter that the mitzayre would only bring tumah to the house, to someone else's house, after the period of whatever it takes to light a candle. So the shaila, the question is asked. Afilu oida balabayis is fanumina adlokas aner. Even if the owner is busy lighting a candle, is the tir the nishta zegrois as is obshas maisa gufenish kenin hasten the mitzayda reizgim zay bayis. It's not as if lighting a candle is so preoccupying to the owner of the house that he can't be dealing with somebody that came into his house and send them out. You can be lighting a candle and send somebody out at the same time. So why is it that because he's busy lighting a candle, the tumah of the tzaras doesn't affect the house because he didn't have time to send him out? He did have time to send him out. At the same time, he could be doing two things. And the answer is given, as the shir k'dei adlokas haner, redveg adlokas haner debei shimsha. That when the Mishnah talks about lighting a candle, it's talking about a specific candle. It's the candle that is lit, the light which is lit for Friday night. Adlogas neir Shabbos kodesh, in other words, the lighting of the Shabbos candles. On the far kenenish mafsig zayin, if to hasten the mitzvah is gemishtu, because now he's busy with a mitzvah. It's already not just lighting a candle, it's already performing a mitzvah. So therefore he can't interrupt and cannot interrupt in order to send the mitzvah out of his house. And since specific to Friday night, this would be the shir after which a mitzvah would actually bring tumah to the house. So therefore, since it applies to Friday night, is oich by andere tag from vach. So therefore, they established also for the rest of the week also nikve gevar and the shir k'dead logos neir mitzad loy plug. Therefore, they instituted that this is the period the period of delay that is needed, because on Friday night that would be required, and therefore, in order not to make a difference between one day and another, they also applied the same period to every day of the week, and that becomes the standard period by until which the tumah does not affect the house. So in other words, now we're not talking anymore about simply lighting a candle, we're talking about lighting Shabbos candles. When loyd vidatate is in dem vayr, and according to the way the Rebbe's father explains this, as a tamashir from the day adlokas aner is v'adlokas aner langt the lost nish de tumas atzaras. As the Rebbe's father explained, that because the lighting of the candle does not allow the tumas atzaras, that's the countermeasure to the tumas atzaras. So then it would come out as the koyach of nish de lozen tumas mitzayra, that this ability not to allow the tumah of mitzayra that is inherent to the lighting of the candle is beikim etzadat logos aner be shimsha, relates specifically, or at least for the most part, to the lighting of candles on Friday night. Vibald as der iker shir nemtzach fun der adloka. Since the shir, how we determine that this is how we're going to counter the tumah of the tzaras, is related specifically to the lights of Shabbos, and it's only by extension that it also applies to the other days of the week. So therefore, it must be related. The prevention of the tumah tzaras must be related specifically to the lights of Friday night of Shabbos. The beer and them. So what's the explanation? What's the connection? The Mishnah ret nish wegen tumas ha-metzayra farzich. The Mishnah is not talking about the tumah of the metzayra himself, that he is tummy or not tummy. Nor wegen the tumas ha-metzayra v'zved nispashet in bias. The Mishnah is talking about the tumah that the metzayra already has, now spreading to the furnishings of the house. Und der Riber ist das Beikah verbunden mit Avlagos Neder, der Beishimshi, and that's why it's connected to the Friday night lights. Hayyis, as the Neder Shabbos Kedesh, tells the Chayis von anderen Neders demit, was in Yonam is Shalom Bayis. And the reason is because the Neder Shabbos Kedesh are connected, the reason for it is, so that it will bring peace to the home, so that a person shouldn't trip over things and so on. So it brings peace to the home when there is light in the home on Friday night. So therefore, bringing peace to the house counters the effect of the tzaras on the house. Say, "Beleichten the bayis shli koshul ba'etz of Evan," as it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the lighting the candles causes that the people in the house should not trip over a stone or a piece of wood and so on. Say, "Farhitna zim bayis olzayin zonishzayin ken meuris meroyis bilter etzoyim." They prevent, the lighting of the candle prevents that there shouldn't be any events, negative events, like tripping or hurting yourself in the house. Und der Ribbetu und Oiv Denedis, im Bayis, Oich Das, as the Tumas, Ol Nish, Nispashet, Veren, and Bayis, and that's why they, in a spiritual sense, they also accomplish the same thing, that the lights prevent the Tuma of the Tzaraz to spread into the house. But the question could still be asked. The Shalom Bayis, Ayidei Neder Shabbos, Vert Ogeton, Durch de Gashmi is de Gelichtigkeit. How is it that we prevent we bring the peace to the house by lighting candles? That's just a simple physical thing. When there's light, so you see and you don't trip, you don't hurt yourself. So therefore, according to that, if it's just simply a material thing, a physical thing, so then any candle that you light, even if it's not a candle that's associated with a mitzvah, like Friday night, Neder Shabbos Kodesh, would also serve the same purpose, would also bring light to the house so that you don't trip over things, which of course leads to peace and tranquility in the house because people are not tripping over each other and so on. So then how is it that it's dafke the Friday night candles which are what causes the tumah of the tzaras not to spread? So then why is it associated specifically with the Friday night candles that bring peace to the home and by extension don't allow the tumah of the tzaras to spread into the home? This could be said about if you turn on the light on Wednesday night, you're not going to bump into things in the house, so everybody will be happy, everybody will be satisfied, and peace will reign, and therefore that too should prevent, that brings peace in the house, and therefore that too should prevent the tumah from spreading to the house. How is it that the Friday night candles accomplish this any more than any other candle any other night? However, in fact, it's not so. Why is that? Stam lichtigkeit, just ordinary light, nicht seinig verbunden mit einer mitzvah, if it's not associated with a light of a mitzvah, is nicht tamid sicher, as das wird sein, asibe zu sholem. It's not always a guarantee that this would be the cause of peace reigning in the house. Because, as kenna mol sein lehepach, sometimes it could work the exact opposite way, it could go the other way. As the lichtigkeit des Zetmen, as in the lichtigkeit des Zetmen, Amol a mention, or the ratnuah from a strich from a mention, because sometimes when it's light in the house, you know, as they say in English, ignorance is bliss. When you don't see too much, everything is fine. When you light when you turn on the light, then you see something that you don't like about a person or about the expression of how a person reacts to you. If you don't see everything, so then everything goes by fine. If you see someone reacts to you in a negative way, just by a facial expression or whatever, so that could lead to the opposite, because you saw too much. Plus mekenish verleiden, you see something about somebody else that you don't like, as the lichtigkeit ken gara ruisruf in dem hepech von sholem, so it's possible that light, as on its own, just ordinary light, should sometimes it can lead to peace, but sometimes it can lead to the opposite. Dafke de emes lichtigkeit. It's only light which comes from a source of truth. The licht von der mitzvah Torah, the light which comes by via a mitzvah, via Torah. Was kol ha-Torah nitla shalom ba'olam, that the purpose of Torah is to bring peace to the world. Is zi the emeso and zichere sibah was bringt zu achtus and shalom, shalom ba'i, is only that kind of light is a guarantee to bring peace to the house. Because when a person lights the Shabbos candles with the knowledge and the intent of performing a mitzvah, so then there is already another meaning to the light. It's not just now we can see, it is also we can see for the purpose of bringing peace, of bringing tranquility. And that's why it's Dafke Shabbos candles, the candles of a mitzvah, which bring this peace, without question. Hey, Das Alts is a Hezber of the Shaychas von Erev Shabbos Kodesh mit dem Inyan von Nishdolozen Espashtos in Yede Tumo in Bayis, and that is an explanation for how Shabbos candles would prevent any kind of Tumo from spreading into the house. Von dem aber was the Shia Kedei Adlokas an Erev Ed Gebracht Lagab Tumas Mitzayra, but from the fact that this shir and this light and this prevention of tuma is specific to the tuma tzaras, is verstandig. We can understand from this as verhittung von der tuma chamura hat ha-shaychus mi-yichedes mit Neiru Shabbos Kodesh. So then there must be some sort of a specific connection between Neiru Shabbos Kodesh and the tuma of tzaras specifically, and not just like any other negative event that wouldn't allow a negative event to happen, and that would be true for any kind of tumah. Why is it then related to specifically tumah saras? The pashtus kemen zogen, one might be able to say eine fun di sibus fun saras is loshen hara, because one of the reasons why a person is stricken by saras is because of loshen hara, as is well known. And inu from Peter the Lovitz, loshen hara brings separation between people. The far is tikunoi dafke durch Neiru Shabbos Kodesh, and that's why the way to fix it is to counter it is by doing something which does the opposite of separating people. By lighting Shabbos candles, you bring together people in Yonim Shalom Bayis. That's something that causes peace, and therefore there is a natural connection between fixing the problem of tzaras and Neiru Shabbos Kodesh. Der Bier be Pnimis in Yonim wird man verstehen, behag dem das, was Chazal sagen. So to understand this a little more deeply, to see underneath the surface of what's going on here, we'll understand this by first explaining something that our sages tell us, that Haragel Bebner, somebody who is diligent about the mitzvahs of lights, will have children that are scholars that are Talmid Chachamim. Taitsh Rashi, so Rashi explains about this. The reason is because the Pasuk says, because the mitzvah is a light and the Torah is light, al yidei ner mitzvah to Shabbos v'Chanukah, and therefore through the lights that a person lights in honor of Shabbos and in honor of Chanukah, Ba'er the Torah, that's what draws down the light of Torah, and therefore the Gemara says somebody who is diligent and accustomed to lighting the lights of a mitzvah will have children that are Talmid Chachamim. The two go together. From them is moving. From this we understand as Chach Ner Mitzvah meint Yeder Mitzvah, that even though when the pasuk says Ner Mitzvah b'Torah Oir, it's not speaking about the mitzvahs which are done through lighting a Ner. It's referring to every mitzvah, every one of the mitzvahs. Every one of the mitzvahs is called Ner Mitzvah. Bal durch yede mitzvah se itot, because it's through any mitzvah that a yid does, vet lichtig beim em, it becomes, there's light within them, in him, und in der Welt arumim, and it brings light to the world around them. So it relates to any mitzvah. Von deswegen still, is in dem prat farana yisrin in the mitzvah seinen euch in gashmis verbunden mit aner. Somehow we see from Rashi, from the Gemara, that there seems to be something specific about this to those mitzvahs which are done with lighting a light, lighting a lamp. For im zeh drikt sich mer ois der in von der mitzvah, because in those mitzvahs which you actually light a candle, over there you see the connection between their mitzvah even more. So therefore it relates specifically to those mitzvahs even more than to any other mitzvah. And this is because by andere mitzvahs, by all the other mitzvahs, bald and ner mitzvahs, bleis haruchni is the gelichtekeit, since the light which is brought about through doing a mitzvah which is not associated with lighting a light, an actual candle, the light which it brings is a spiritual light. Hotas nishkein virkum begili of the gashmis from veld, and therefore it doesn't affect the physical world in a revealed, manifest way. You don't see, when you do a mitzvah, you don't see light coming down into the world, although it does, spiritually. Masha'enkim by the mitzvahs, however, by those mitzvahs which are done through lighting a candle, v'bal zeir ner mitzvahs v'abunim mitan oir funan ner gashmi, since their mitzvah is associated with lighting an actual physical light, the dibur is the pa'ula fun der ruchni is the gelichtigkeit ner mitzvah, and therefore the effect of the spiritual light which is drawn down through the performance of the mitzvah in an oifen azikum begilu in gashmis oilam happens in such a way that you actually see light penetrating the world. That's the kind of mitzvah you're doing, the one that actually exhibits the fact that light is being brought to the world. So that's why it's dafke these, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, which brings the light, which causes someone to be, draws down the light of the Torah as well, and your children will be Talmid Chacham as a result of it, because the spiritual light that is brought down through a mitzvah is manifest in the case of lighting Shabbos candles or lighting Chanukah candles. Vav, demit vet zayn verstandig, was the Gemara sagt wegen der Meir Marobi im Beis Hamikdash. This also explains what the Gemara says in regards to the what's called the Western light in the Beis Hamikdash. The Western light was one of the lamps on the Menorah. Some say that it was the one all the way on the west, the extreme west. Some say it was the middle lamp, but there's a machlokes which one it refers to, but it is one of the lamps. So it says, the Gemara says, Eidus hi leboi oilam, this is a testimony to the whole world, to all the people of the world, Shashchina shoyre b'Yisrael, that the divine presence is amongst the Jewish people. That lamp brings, that is a testimony to all people. You see, the Shechina is amongst the Jews. Why is that? Mitzadem nes vasis geshem baner marabi, the miracle that happened in regards to this Western lamp, mimeno hayimadik ubaho yimesayim, that it was the first one to be lit and the last one to be prepared for the next day. In other words, it burned, even though it was the first one to be lit, it burned all the way through, and it was still burning when the Kayan Gadol, the Kayan, finished the entire preparation of the Menorah for the lighting of the next day. That one was still on. A miracle. It was the first one to light and the last one to go out. So we have to understand about this. In Beis HaMikdash zayin doch geshen asach nisim. In the Beis HaMikdash there were many miracles that happened. Be the Mishnah zogt, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, asara nisim nasu lavasinim beBeis HaMikdash. There were 10 miracles that happened to our forefathers in the Beis HaMikdash. And he lists them there. Hein favos is der nes von der Ner Marobi oizgetel von alle nisim. Why is it that this miracle that happened to the lamp on the Western lamp is specific, and that this is the one that testifies to the people of the world that the Shechina Shruya amongst the Jews? Was dafke eres given an edus Shechina Shruya b'Yisrael? Why is it dafke this miracle? Nochmer, and this question becomes even more pronounced, because the Mokim HaMenorah is in Heichal. Where was the Menorah? The Menorah was stationed inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash. On Dort Gufa, and even within the building itself, Nishtin Ulam, there was an outer foyer, which is called the Ulam, which was closer to where the people were permitted to stand, where Yisraelim, let's say, were permitted to stand in the Azorah, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps they could catch a glimpse into the Ulam. But to see past that, not in the Ard was Heis Kodesh, but the Menorah wasn't in the Ulam. The Menorah was deeper into the building, in the next room, in the inner room, what's called Kodesh. And not everybody could enter there. Only Kayanim, when they were doing the Aveda, were permitted to go into there. Da kegen von the Asor, and nisim seine gewen a tel unständig ba Azor. On the other hand, of the 10 miracles which are listed in Pirkei Avos, a number of them took place in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, where many and they were constantly happening, and that was a place that people could actually see them because people were permitted to go there. In fact, there were a number of those miracles which are about the city of Yerushalayim, which are outside the Beis HaMikdash altogether, the Beis HaMikdash area altogether, which is a place that everybody could go and everybody could see those miracles. And therefore they would obviously be more well known to the people that this is happening. Whereas the miracle that's happening inside the Heichal, inside the Beis HaMikdash, who knew about it? Nobody saw it, nobody was able to see it. So then why is it that it's only this, specifically this miracle of that lamp that was inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash? That was the miracle that was the testimony to all people of the world. Is the beard in them. So the explanation for this is, Kanal, as we said before, Bibal de get the gelichtigkeit von dem Nerma Rabbi is er opgekommen, Euchen Gashmi is the gelichtigkeit. Since the godly light, which is what the Shechina Shruya of Yisrael means, that godly light dwells amongst the Jews, but here it was also manifest in an actual physical light. Hatzi de Ribi gehad a starkere Wirkung. Therefore, it had a greater impact in Beleuchten die Gashmiyus die Gewelt, to illuminate the physical world that we live in. V'yes hat gehad the anderen yonim nisim in Beis HaMikdash, more than all the other miracles which happened in the Beis HaMikdash, because they were not manifest as light. So they don't testify that there is light, this light of the Shekhinah, the light of godliness, dwells amongst the Jews, where this was an actual manifestation of light. So it testified that the spiritual light is being illuminating the Jewish people. And the far hadafke dernes beinflusst edus di boy oilam, and therefore it was specifically this miracle that had the impact that testified to the rest of the people of the world, says on anikenish hashkinish Eretz Yisrael, that they should also acknowledge, recognize, and acknowledge that the Shekhinah is amongst the Jewish people. No, Pisa is euch moving, and based on this, we also understand, as it says, Farana Mailum Yechedes and Neiru Shabbos Kodesh, that there is something unique about the lighting of the Shabbos candles. Oiv Gans Teure Zoktman, in regards to all of Teure, it is said, Kola Teure Nitna Lasha Sholom Bailam. The whole Teure is given in order to bring peace to the world. Und durch Kola Teure Vet Uvgeton Sholom Bailam, and it's through every area in Teure that we bring peace to the world. But this peace of which we speak is, for the most part, a spiritual thing. Spiritually, there's peace in the world, but it's not necessarily manifest as an actual physical peace amongst people. When we talk about the Shabbos candles, that the peace that is accomplished through lighting the Shabbos candles expresses itself also in actual peace, that, you know, there's harmony in the house, people are not bumping into each other, as we said before. Is does gufa bavais, that in itself shows, as by the mitzvah is the shalom ba'olam mit mer toikiv, that by this mitzvah the peace that Torah brings to the world is more manifest, is more impactful by the mitzvah of Neir Shabbos Kodesh, even though all mitzvahs spiritually at least bring peace to the world, but this one also brings physical peace to the world. Well, Lahoyer, as the Maimer Kola Torah Nidl Las Sholom Ba'olam Ved Gebracht in Rambam, and the Rebbe notes that this phrase, that the whole world was given in order to bring peace to the world, where does the Rambam quote it? Where does he quote that statement? That he brings it in relation to the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, then that it brings peace. So he says, because the whole world, the whole Torah is in order to bring peace to the world. So the Rambam relates the concept that the whole Torah is meant to bring peace to the world to the mitzvah of Neir Shabbos Kodesh. Zayin, the Hasbara in them, but to explain why this is. Einif in the Pirushim in Kol HaTorah Nitna Lash Sholem Ba'Olam is one of the explanations of the statement that the whole Torah was given in order to bring peace to the world is the Emes HaMetzius from Welt is Getlichkeit. The true, the essential existence of the world is of course all godliness. Nothing exists. Everything is dependent on the godliness which creates it and animates it and so on. The Alter Rebbe is Mevar Bariches in Tanya. The Alter Rebbe explains at length in Tanya, as does was the Welt Hatakiyum, that the reason that the world continues to exist or exists altogether is as Dur Dem, but the Eibishto B'Shav Zeishtendik, that is only because Hashem continuously has to bring it into being. B'chol Rega V'Rega, every moment of time, Ma'ayin Liyesh, he has to keep it as an existence, otherwise it would just turn back into nothing. If Hashem was not constantly making it happen, it would just turn into nothing at any moment. So the real truth, what is the real existence of the world? Godliness. But since this godly power that keeps the world in existence is concealed from us, the far zetzich on the welt via metzius fazich, that's why the world appears to be independent. It seems to be exist on its own. Biz men ken meinen as birzul b'lo manik chas v'sholom, until to the observer it could seem as if this world, this palace, has no one running it. It just runs on its own. It just happens to be. It's there. When in them b'shtei d'uftu and tachlos v'ner mitzvah teira, that's what the meaning is. The purpose of teira mitzvahs ner mitzvah teira accomplishes this as durch them was man lernt teira and is mekayim mitzvahs, that when a yid learns teira and does mitzvahs, ved baleichten the mitzvahs from welt, it illuminates the true nature of the world. In the dogma von heitzet ala balabira, similar to what the Gemara says, that there was a mashal, a discussion about the existence of the world, if the world has if there's a God that runs the world. So somebody asked one of the Tanoim if, you know, and the mashal was given that somebody came upon a palace that was on fire. So he said, is it possible that there's no owner to this house? There's nobody taking care of it? There's a fire burning and nobody's taking care of it. So hates it's Allah Balabira, the owner of the palace, looked out at him, and then he saw, oh, there is somebody. So in other words, the Torah and mitzvahs, they shine a focus on the Baal Abira, that there is an owner to this world, there is somebody running this world. And we now see the truth as yes, manik lebiruzu, that there is somebody running this house. Biz mendevzet as einin mubade, until we can take it so far further and to see that there is nothing other than the Hashem, and that the whole world doesn't really exist. It's only the truth, the power of Hashem, which causes it to be anything, and therefore that's the only true existence. Und das ist der Diuk von HaTorah Nitna Lash Sholem Ba'Olam. That's what is meant by the Torah was given in order to bring peace to the world. Das was Torah is Nitna. The reason that the Torah was given, sie ist gegeben geworden, dolomaten elam azeh, meaning that not that the Torah exists in that way. The fact that the Torah was given down here in this world is as bechtei lasa shalom elam, it's in order to bring peace to the world. Durch machen shalom zwischen dem elam mit nebishnum, by bringing peace between the world, which seems to be in contradiction to the existence of Hashem. So it makes peace and brings out that what is underlying the world is really Hashem, and it brings peace between the two. Mizol dezen, that one should be able to see and recognize the olam is nishmin agatzelukus, that the world is really not in contradiction to Hashem. Unochmer, and even more so, zayn tachlis is to zayn adir leiz barach, that the real purpose of the world is only to that it should host, should be a host to Hashem's presence. Through the Torah of Avodah Fnayidin, through the Torah and Avodah Bevayidin. And that's what it means, that the whole Torah was given to bring peace to the world. It was given down here in order to show, to illuminate what the true nature of the world is. Ches. The mit is moven as in dem b'shteit oich the ma'alim yechedus for neir Shabbos Kodesh. Through this, we understand that that is also what is unique, so unique and special about the neir Shabbos Kodesh. Because b'zei is the inyan from shalom ba'olam that it's mit mer toikiv kanal sivav, that it's dafka through the neir Shabbos Kodesh that brings out more impact on that it brings out shalom ba'olam with more impact. As the inyan from shalom ba'olam the zen. As the amitis amitis from Welt is a lakus that you should be able to see that we explain what Shalom Ba'olam is, that it's that brings together the true nature of the world. Why is that more specific to Neir Shabbos Kodesh? To see that the true nature of the world is a lakus, verduch Neir Shabbos Kodesh, uvgeta noch mer viduch andere mitzvahs, that this is accomplished through Neir Shabbos even more than any other mitzvah. The state in Zohar, as the Zohar says, Kiner Mitzvah. The Zohar says in regards to the Pasuk, Kiner Mitzvah, my Ner Mitzvah. What is this Ner Mitzvah that the Pasuk speaks of? Da Ner Shabbos, that is referring to the Shabbos lights. In Ner Shabbos Kodesh, the inyan von Ner Mitzvah b'leichtem de Welt mit mer teikev l'gabi ander mitzvahs, that through Ner Shabbos, the idea that is brought up by Ner Mitzvah to illuminate the world, as we explained before, is manifest even more through Neir Shabbos than any other mitzvah. Even the other mitzvahs which are associated with a physical light, like let's say Neir Chanukah, Neir Shabbos brings it out even more. Ramon could say, because of this unique relationship between Neir Shabbos and bringing the awareness of Hashem to the world, as thus is the tam pnimi was by inyan from shalom bayis was never Shabbos tutuf, that in regards to this peace in the house, which is accomplished through the lighting of the Shabbos candles, shtei de loshen, what is the expression that the Shulchan Aruch uses, shalei yikoshel be'etz of Eben, that you shouldn't trip over a piece of wood or over a stone. Vos is the diuk eitzei Eben, why does he say wood or a stone? Why couldn't they say or over a bench or a bed or whatever, any other thing? Nor the mit is memeramis some pasuk, but this is an allusion. It points us to the pasuk that says, "Imrim leitz avi ata." It talks about the idol worshippers that they say to a piece of wood, "You are my father." Ula evan, they say to a stone, "At yiladatani, you are the one that gave birth to me." As from the Eitzei Eben Ved Gemach, then Avaydazorach Monotzlan, that it's possible, as some do, they make out of a piece of wood or a piece of stone, and Avaydazorach. When thus is their Eiftu for Neir Shabbos Kodesh, and that's what Neir Shabbos Kodesh comes to counter. Shaloye Koshel Be'Eitzei Eben, that a person shouldn't begin to think of wood and stone as something important. The Metzias von Eitz and Eben, Metzad Atzmam, Eidezei Verma Lech Tuch Neir Shabbos Kodesh, because the existence, the metzias of a stone or a piece of wood before they're illuminated by the what Shabbos Kodesh is about, the Neir Shabbos Kodesh are about, ken amol machshul zayin chazer shalom ezol meinan azay that eitz od evan ham chazer shalom egen metzias, can sometimes bring a person chazer shalom to think that there is something independent that can be found in wood and in stone, some sort of a power that they themselves have. And Egen and Mekayach, they have their own metzias, they have their own abilities. Bis zu anruf in the mates of Yunam Evan at Yiladatani, and it can go even so far that one can start attributing even greater power to the stone and the wood, to say that is my source, that's where I came from, and so on. A metzias and Abed Zarachman Islam, which is otherwise known as idol worship. Durch the Lichtigkeit von Neir Shabbos Kodesh, but through the light of Shabbos Kodesh and Neir Shabbos, but they in Neir Mitzvah and Pu'ulah from Shalom Ba'olam, that through their being a Neir Mitzvah and therefore bringing the effect of Shalom Ba'olam, bringing peace into the world, meaning as he explained before, peace between Hashem and the existence of the world, Virkun Ba'ofen Goli of Gashmus Olam, they have an actual impact on the physical world. And therefore, this also prevents that a person should not get caught up in attributing importance to the Eitz and the Evan. For on Dor Dei Zei, the Zetman has their eights on Evan, because through the Neres Shabbos Kodesh, you begin to see that the wood and the stone, the Yedem Etziyah Shavayilim, just as an example of any other existence in the world, because this is true for any existence of the world, that Ungifit from the Malabira is really controlled by the owner of the house, and that the stone and the wood is also only there in order to be used for Kedusha, and that's what the Ner Shabbos Kodesh illuminate for us. And that's why that's the example that is given in Shulchan Aruch about what the peace of the Ner Shabbos Kodesh bring about, that you shouldn't fall in, shouldn't trip over the stone and the wood. That also explains the unique connection between Neir Shabbos Kodesh and the Tahara, the purity that is brought out, that is given to the Metzora. Tumas Metzora is doch von die Tumas hachi chamuris. The Tumas Metzora is one of the most serious and most toxic types of Tumas. Because the fire is by a Metzora the Din Body Deishim B'chusul Machna Mishavei, which is the reason that the Metzora has to be sitting outside the camp, outside the community. He has to sit alone. Evert Aroiz Geshik M'chusul Gimel Machnas, which means in the time of the, in the Midbar, it meant not only could it be not be in the inner sanctum of the Machna Shechina, not even in Machna Leviya, not even in the Machna Yisrael, not even anywhere in the Jewish camp. He had to be outside the camp altogether. He wasn't in the translates in Eretz Yisrael that he had to stay out of Yerushalayim. Un in dem gufa bodid yeshev, and even as he gets sent out of the camp, even there he has to be sitting alone, meaning to say that there shouldn't be an association of, oh well, let's have all the Metzoraim sit together, let's have all the Tmeim sit together outside the camp. No, they have to be sitting on their own, not together with other Tmeim either. The Orson of Metzora is a filum chusla machna from under Tmeim, meaning that the Metzora has to be sitting outside the camp of the other Tmeim as well. Das heißt, that is in ganz naroisa machna diktusha, which means that it's such a toxic tuma that he is completely banned from the whole machna of Kedusha. Can't even be sitting with other Tmeim at all, either. Und der Tama Dover is, and the reason for this is, weil euch der Chet was bringt zu Tzaraz, because the sin which leads to this Tzaraz, which is Lashon Hara, as he said before, is Zeir Harb, is a very serious sin. The Midva said the Fid, Lashon Rambam, Ledaber Belekim V'Kai from Be'ikar. The Rambam explains that when somebody begins to speak Lashon Hara about people, and then it translates to Lashon Hara about the scholars, and then it's about the Torah, and then it's about Hashem himself, it just keeps going down, getting worse and worse, till it leads to speak against Hashem and to deny the existence of Hashem. Was durch dem wird man rachmanus lan in ganzen abgerissen von dem Eibishen, and this causes, leads one to be completely disconnected from Hashem. Und der Riber, kedei nisht to the laws and the ispashos nazat tumah, and therefore, in order not to allow the spread of this kind of toxic tumah, is as dafke durch Neir Shabbos Kodesh, that is accomplished through the Neir Shabbos Kodesh. That's why the, as he said, when if a Metzorah goes into somebody else's home, if as long as he's busy lighting the Shabbos candles, the tumah will not spread. Because the Neir Shabbos Kodesh have a stronger impact on the actual physical world. And it's dafke through Shabbos candles that one is prevented from tripping over, from getting caught up in attributing importance to stone and wood. And inyan fun avodah zarah, which is associated with avodah zarah, as he said before. When the fire, the lozen zeh nish de tuma from etzayra, and that's why the Shabbos candles are the one that prevents the spread of this kind of tuma of tzaras, which is associated with speaking out against Hashem and denying the existence of Hashem. Shabbos candles counters that influence. Yud. According to the way the Rebbe's father explains it in his Ha'aris, as the inyan from Adlagos Aneiros al derech taras hametzayda durchen kayin, that the fact that it's associated with lighting the Shabbos candles is associated, is similar to the fact that the Metzora is brought to purity through a kayin, because they both bring Eira Chachma, is thus Eich Fashtanik B'inyoneinu. We can understand this also in our context. The Kayach for Neir Shabbos Kodesh is Nishnor in Dembos is an Ma'akib these Fashtos from the Tumas HaMetzayra. The power of Neir Shabbos Kodesh is not only in the fact that they can prevent the spread of Tumas HaMetzayra, nor Nochma, but even more, as with the Kayin, Ze Hotten B'Kayach Tzu Machen as the Kalim Bleiben Torah from Tumas HaMetzayra. They have the ability to make sure that the Kalim should remain Torah from Tumas HaMetzayra. So it's not just that it has an impact on the Metzayra, that it contains the Tumah of the Metzayra, but it also has an impact on the Kalim, that they should remain Tahir. Ubedugma Shalem, similar to what we said before, Tara Al Yidei HaKayin, that the Tara that is accomplished, that is brought through the Kayin, he imposes Tara on the Metzayra. Vert Al Derech von Ishabchech Sheichel Nahira, that it's like transforming the darkness into light. Zdoinis Nasalek Zachias, the well-known thing that even a sin can be turned into a mitzvah. As Fundem Bodid Yeshev, that from the fact that he has to be sitting alone originally, was Vaister Tachlus Ayirida, that, as we said before, expresses an absolute, the lowest level possible, that he's completely banned from even associating with other Tmeim. It transforms that aloneness into a positive aspect of aloneness, as the pasuk says, "Hein am levadad yishkein," that the Jewish people are called a nation that sits alone. Betach badad ein yankev, or as the other pasuk says, that with security, securely, even though they're alone, is the people of Yaakov. In other words, they don't need to rely on other people. They can sit alone and be secure. They don't have to rely on allies. Vasis tachos habracha, that kind of bodod is the absolute level of the highest level of blessing. So the kayin, just as the kayin transforms the metzayra from a tummy into a tar, so also it has the power, the Neir Shabbos Kodesh have the power to not only prevent the Tumah of Tzaraz, but also to transform even that which has already become Tamei into a level of Tara. When Azoy Zoych ben Egeyah to the Mecheshach HaGolus, and that is also true in regards to the darkness of Golus, especially in regards to the double darkness and the double darkness of the generation on the heels of Mashiach, right before Mashiach. As door them oyer from Neir Shabbos Kodesh, that through the light of Neir Shabbos Kodesh vet men baleichten dem Chesh Chagolus, we will be able to illuminate the darkness of the Golus of Mabatel Zayin, em unochmer, to neutralize the darkness, and even more so, menkumpla geulu binyan Beis Hamikdash, that we can reach the redemption and the building of the Beis Hamikdash, umara lechem Neir Tzion, and as he says, I will show you the lights of Tzion, of Yerushalayim, and Azveret, V'hayil Chola Eir Eilam, and this will bring to you a light, as the Pasuk says, a light, an eternal light, Biz as the Cheshach HaGolus Atzmeh V'et Nishapach V'en L'Eir, until the darkness of Golus itself will be transformed into light, as the Pasuk says, V'layla Kayem Yor, the night will shine like the day. The night will be turned into day. Yudalef. From kol analis verstande, from all of the above, we can understand as inem itzdikin zman, that during this current time, when the cheshach from welt is as a grace and gedicht, that the darkness of the world is so great and so thick, und speziell wichtig, as yet the idische tochter, it's especially important, essential, that every Jewish woman, even a young girl, euch von kreisen, wo die techte flegen besitzt, oneben benchen licht, noch sehr chasana, even in those circles, in those communities, where until now the women started lighting Shabbos candles only after they got married. Und bis dann jetzig werden mit den Mutters licht benchen, until they get married, they fulfill their obligation through the mother lighting candles. So even them, gleich wie Yigiel Chinuch, it has to now change, that as soon as they reach the age of Chinuch, as Meken Nir Mazbezein, the badaitung for Nerev Shabbos V'yom Tov chinuch in this case means that the girl can be explained the importance of what it means to light a Shabbos candle or a Yom Tov candle. So each one of those, even when they reach that age, Zol Aleim Ben Shen Licht should light candles on her own. And the Lichtigkeit for Nerev Shabbos and the light which is brought about through the light the candles of Shabbos mit the bracha v'zivet machnoiv dem, along with the bracha that she will make when she lights it, that Balaicht Nileben will illuminate her own life, Azivat Visen and Gedega, that she herself will know and remember. Azizokt, Vizizokt in the bracha, as she says in the bracha, as the Eibishter is the Melech Olam, that Hashem is the master of the world, when es kumt zu in the Zichrikeit, as Beshazivat Halten Bachasenohom, and this also brings greater certainty that when she is ready to get married, that by ear zayin avayi l'chol er olam, it's Hashem that will guide and illuminate her world that she creates. Zivet als zivet al sakeres habayi, is that she, as the foundation, as the mother of the home, boyin un einstel nirhoiz, will build her home and establish her home loitem ratzon avayi, according to the will of Hashem. You say that Torah and mitzvahs are the foundations of Torah and mitzvahs. Yud Beis, noch hatam, oif neudekeit von lichtzin for alle b'nais Yisrael. Another reason why it's so important that each Jewish girl should light her own Shabbos candles. Bidemont frier, as it was mentioned before, is men durch ner Shabbos zeichet zu kinder und eidem sam de chachamim. By lighting Shabbos candles, a person is zeiche that her children and her or sons-in-law will be talmid chachamim. And therefore, Amalek Yoren, and once upon a time, then is given the Seder as the Elton Rambashlossim Vegna Shidduch Vader Techter, when the way things ran was that the parents would choose a husband for the daughter. And b'meila oich der iker des chus from the mutters near Shabbos Kodesh is as a tochter l'chasnam farad Talmud Chacham, and therefore it was the mother's lighting of the candles which brought the schus that her children should marry a Talmud Chacham, because she was choosing the husband for a daughter, and therefore her lighting the candles were what brought about a good shidduch, a Talmud Chacham for a daughter. Hein to get zeiten, but today, in today's day and age, the mitzad fashid nesibis is the bepoil, that for whatever reason, the actual the way things actually happen, simivil yetz adanish, whether you want it to be that way or you don't want it to be that way, but that's the fact that that's how it happens. As by a shidduch farzir bashlis beikad the tochter, that for her own shidduch, who should be her husband, the daughter, the girl herself chooses who it should be, not that the parents choose who it should be. Fadetzich nochmer, therefore it's even more important, as the alenzel ben shenlich, that it's the girl that should be lighting candles. In order to be able to be zeicha, that her husband should be a Talmud Chacham, she has to be the one to light the candles, because she's the one that's going to be choosing him. Und der ner mitzvah vaziv vetzin vet igebnem schuz is lachasnam for a Talmud Chacham, and that the light of the mitzvah that she will light is what will bring her the merit to be able to marry a Talmud Chacham. When in heintige Zeiten, and in today's day and age, was a filin from a heiser, that even in observant homes, is menisht alamol zicher as the eltern will not madeya mechletes in den tochter, by the tochter, wenn sie wird älter werden. Even in observant homes, it's not always certain that the opinion of the parents will be the opinion of the daughter. Darf man sich bemühen. We have to take the trouble of mishtadel zayin zich and put in every effort, as beyoser, as azoy free vimeglach, that as early, as young as possible, this haste, vinorze de grech to gila chinuch, that as soon as a girl reaches the age of chinuch, as he said before, that she can understand what it means to light candles, Shabbos candles, for nadlogos neir Shabbos kodesh, so the oneben benchen licht b'chol erev Shabbos v'yomtev. The girl herself should begin to light Shabbos candles and yomtev candles, was dos verstarkt euch, that this will also strengthen what the Torah assures us, as men vet zime gadlos in the Torah chupel masim tovim, as the blessing is that the blessing has found in Torah sources, that you will be able to raise the daughter, your daughter, to Torah chupel masim tovim, as if et chasnam for a Talmud Chacham, that she will marry a scholar, a Talmud Chacham, somebody worthy of her.